Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth right now and just praise him. Just thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in the name of Jesus. Come on and shout. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Amen. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, for he is our God, and we, hallelujah, are his people. Amen. Hallelujah. The sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, today, if you will hear his voice and receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what the Lord is saying. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come this morning, oh God, hallelujah, to worship you, amen, as you desire in truth and in spirit, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Do all that you can do, oh Lord. We know that you can do all things but fail. Oh Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, thank you for encamping your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, as you that have kept us and those in our families. We thank you, oh God, that no one got a phone call about us, that we have went home to be with you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you kept us, oh God, in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace out, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that joy has come this morning, and we walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, that peace has come and peace is still. We thank you, oh God, holy with the enemy has caused division, oh God, that you commanded unity this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that the devil is a defeated foe. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed with the blood of Jesus and cleansed, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we belong to him. We decree and declare victory this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation, and it shows that of all these things, we decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 to 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and in his holy name. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We decree and declare by faith, amen, that we're healed by his stripes, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we're blessed in our going out and blessed when we come back in, amen. We decree and declare by faith in the name of Jesus Christ that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Oh, Lord, fill us with our glory. That's a kind of glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you for the God. Oh, Lord, we pray for help on today. Help those, help us and those in our family right now. It is our prayer, oh, God, that all be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you call them nigh unto you this day, oh, God, that they may receive Jesus Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ and be saved. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers. For your Lord said, yet while we're still speaking, you're already answering. So, Lord, we thank you for answering on this day. In the name
name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels right now to ward just any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. We decree and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you will have for us to do, oh God? And we ask in, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will give us the strength, oh God, and the power to do thy will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask you to give us divine healing now in every area of our lives. Spirit, mind, will, emotion, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. We receive right now your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. We decree in the crowd that we are the trees of righteousness, the planet of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone that's on the line today and all who we pray for and all that you put us in charge over. According to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us, oh Lord, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We decree in the crowd according to 1 John 1 and 9 that we are cleansed, hallelujah, from all our sins and all, hallelujah, and made righteous in the name of Jesus Christ to the intrinsic and quantum level. So Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, for cleansing us. Amen. We thank you for setting us free, that we can decree and declare because the Son is setting us free, that we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water springing up forth abundantly with life in abundance. Fill us to overflowing, oh God, with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding, but knowing us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Amen. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice. Amen. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and our hearts to understand and be led by your spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and obedient to do your will. Amen. Fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessing and all else that you have for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us. Pour out your anointing on us right now. We receive it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things. And let your love, hallelujah, shine bright through us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and to others, as an act of worship to you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, Lord, we ask that you touch the heart and mouth of your minister, oh God, that he will speak your word, oh God, that your word will go forth unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we come against every hindering spirit of the Lord. We come against every spirit of distraction, frustration, procrastination, limitations, condemnation. We come against the spirit of anger, wrath, and defeat. We come against every spirit of bitterness. We come against every spirit of, hallelujah, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, and infirmity. And affliction. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, and pride, addiction, destruction, death, and premature death. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of love, poverty, and death. We come against every spirit of levity, and hollow religious spirit, a python spirit, a marine spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord, have your way right now, Holy Spirit. We pray for the lost this morning. Amen. We pray for the lost of this world this day. And that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved. As we intercede, we use our faith. Amen. Believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, to thrust the right labors of God across their lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that they will listen and understand it, that they that it will touch their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up and we pray, oh God, for the strength, protection of God, and bless upon the life of the Massey family, the Manning family, amen. Hallelujah. The Williams family, the Washington family, hallelujah. The Smith family, the Brown family, the Green family, oh God, the Northern family, oh God, the Williams and Johnson family right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Henderson family, oh God, the Chinaman family, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Moore family, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the Cardinal Shatire, the Robinson family, the Wilson family, oh God, hallelujah, the Relford family, the Dutney family, oh God, the Adams family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless God and keep and strengthen him, every family member and loved one, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you do a quick work in them, oh God. Do a quick work in us, Father God. Oh Lord, for you are the pot and we are the clay, oh God. We come to be made over, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we thank you, Lord God, for the remake. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Oh Lord, that you restore us right now to the days of my youth, oh God. Lord, I pray that you restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every nerve in our body, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your word as it goes forth on this morning. Oh Lord, let it take root in us and be engrafted in our hearts and minds, oh God. Helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives, living a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we know who you are. As Peter answered and said, the Christ of God. Oh Lord, let your majesty manifest in our lives for the good, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give us the supernatural strength, physical, mentally, and spiritually, to keep our hands on the plow and never look back, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh Lord, we thank you that you have given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, amen. We rejoice in knowing that our names are written in heaven, amen. We thank you, Father God, Lord of heaven and earth, and Lord, we love you. Lord, you are our God, with all our hearts, amen, with all our souls, with all our strength, with all our mind and all that we have, oh God, and our neighbors as ourselves, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you first loved us. Oh Lord, teach us to choose the good part, which will not be taken away from us, which is your mighty word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let our house not be divided. Lord, send your angel of unity to bring good sight into our houses, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let our eyes be good, that when we hold you, that when we know, as the scripture says, our whole body also is full of light. Oh Lord, we are careful through deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the light which is in us is not darkness, that the whole body is full of light, having no part of darkness. The whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives light, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let not the enemy take away the key of knowledge from us. Oh Lord, let us receive the knowledge and wisdom that coming from you, that we will not stumble and preach and teach an error, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us not be deceived of the leaven of the enemy and Satan and his angels. Lord, make us to always fear you, to never bring shame to your kingdom, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah, teach us what to say and when to say it. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, help us not to worry about life, but we cast all our worries, cares, and problems financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually at your feet. Oh God in heaven, we ask that you work it all out for our good, because we know that all things work together for the good for those, hallelujah, that love you and called according to your purpose. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let our mind not be anxious about worldly things. Help us keep our minds stayed on the kingdom of God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let our hearts always remain with you, Father God. Let our, hallelujah, let us, let our waist be girded and our lamps burning when you come. Oh Lord, let us keep watch, oh God, when you return. Let us be found watching in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, give us our portion in due season, amen. Oh Lord, help us to strive to enter through the narrow gate. Oh Lord, let us receive divine honor right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, keep us from exalting ourselves. Help us to always be humble in even when others exalt us, for you get all the praise and all the glory and honor belongs to you. Oh Lord, let us never to be saltless. For the Bible says in Luke 14:34, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Father God, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare right now that it is done. All is well with us. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, increase our faith right now, Lord. Oh, Father God, teach us how to be good stewards over our money and to do good by it. In Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Lord, help us not to become victims of money by making money our master. The word said that you will love one and hate the other. Holy Spirit of the living God, comfort us, protect us, and give us the words we need right now in this service to keep on keeping on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us, oh God, be all that you called us to be, oh God, to walk according to thy will, oh God. So, Lord, let thy will be done as we bind our will to your will right now. In our mind to the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ may operate in us right now fully, to the full measure of Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for the God. As we go forward by faith on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Those of us that are traveling the road of will be traveling this day. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, and home, and every way our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and says that God shall condemn, but we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare the blood of all this world. For you have blessed us. Amen. And that day, God has said that the devil cannot curse. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are going from glory to glory, people. And focus on each other in our hearts. Thank you for that. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Enter in right now. Amen. With all faith, come on. Come on, lay our plans and all down. Every bone and burden, every worry. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, whatever it is, whatever it was. Amen. We just thank God for the new day. Amen. A new opportunity to receive from our Heavenly Father. We know that God is able to step in right now and turn it all around. Amen. We know God is a way maker. Amen. A promise keeper, a light in the darkness. And we know God to be a healer. Amen. We know God to be a miracle worker. Amen. Will you believe that for yourself on today and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Amen. You ask in a mist. Amen. Let's ask according to God's will. Amen. And ask God, what is his plan for you? Lord, what is your plan for us? Amen. Help us to receive it. Amen. To get out of the way. Sometimes we get in our own way. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning, this Sunday morning, July 24th. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where senior pastor is Pastor Doris.
Doris, amen and amen.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika, man. And we welcome you here. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us here in Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you. Press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you. We know that there's power in agreement. So we just thank God on today what God is doing, what his plan has already started from the beginning for our lives. So we just thank God for the plan that he has for us, which is to prosper us. Amen. To give us a hope and a future. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, press one. It's your first time here with us in Sunday service. We welcome everyone here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities. We welcome all in Louisiana, New York, New Jersey. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Illinois, amen. New Mexico, amen. We welcome you. Africa, around the country, we welcome you all. Hallelujah.
Alabama, Mississippi. We welcome you. We welcome you, North Carolina, South Carolina. We welcome you today, Arkansas. We welcome you on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all guests. Amen. You're not by yourself. We are all part of one body. Amen. So don't think that you have to go at it alone. Amen. There is power in agreement. Let us pray for you and pray with you. Even if you're not a visitor this morning, amen, hallelujah, we welcome everyone back this Sunday, amen. And if you're needing prayer right now, we want to offer prayer right now in the name of Jesus. So if there's anything that you're concerned about and you're wanting us to come into agreement with you and pray for you and pray with you, please press 1, amen, for I'm led to pray. Hallelujah. We're not just praying just to be praying. We are praying to receive, amen, what God has for us. Amen, amen. In the name of Jesus, and trusting God's plan for our life. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny, you want to say something this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, at this time, we're going to proceed on with our Sunday service. We're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington, and then we're going to prepare ourselves for communion this morning. So if you'll grab your elements that you need for communion, we're going to go into communion right after Brother Joe Washington blesses us with a song. Amen. Good morning, Brother
Joe Washington. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. I tell you, I just feel so good about waking up this morning. Lord woke me up, and I just feel so good about it. I went to revival meeting Friday night, and that's the first time I had been in a revival meeting in years. And it was kind of different from the way they do it down south, but the preacher, he spoke some nice word. I think he preached about Thomas leaving the room. Thomas leaving the room. That was his sermon. It just made me feel so good. And I thought I should sing this old song that is appropriate to it.
Amen.
What is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. What is this? Say I'm acting so strange right now. What is this? Make me love the call on God's name. Whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. I know it makes me love all of my enemies. Lord, it makes me want to love all of my friends. It won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. Oh, what is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. But whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. I know it makes me love all of my enemies. Lord, it makes me want to love all of my friends. And it won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. Oh, what is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. But whatever it is, Lord, I just can't hold my peace. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe. Thank you for blessing us with this beautiful song here that you're saying. May every single virtue that left your body may return right now in the name of Jesus. We
thank
just want
you.
To say thank you so much for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a way. I love that song that you're singing. I love that song that you're singing. Amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless you.
Let us prepare ourselves. Let us get in position. We're going to have Holy Communion. This is something that we do, not because we want to do it. This is something that God encourages us to do. He says, do this often as you can remember to do this, to have Holy Communion, remembering his finished works, remembering who you are, remembering who Jesus Christ is. So if you have your communion elements, you know, your bread, your water, your cracker, your wine, let us prepare ourselves now.
Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. Your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper that Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. For your blood is our atonement. Thank you. Your blood justifies us. It sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. Your blood cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood alone, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. And we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our hearts. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Then we'll be back for the preach word from Minister Lauren Green. Amen. Have your way, God. We thank you.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Let me. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I'll realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of you.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. We come to bring you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, prepare yourself to receive the preached word from our very own minister, Lauren Green, out of Illinois, a man after God's own heart, a man that is willing to help others in time of need, a man that is for his family, a man that seeks God first, amen, in all that he does, amen. In the name of Jesus, we present to you God's anointed one, God's minister, Minister Lauren Green. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green, can you hear me? Amen. God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for that warm introduction, amen.
Amen.
My pastor, amen.
Amen.
We're going to talk to you for a little while from the book of Matthew, very familiar passage of scripture.
Yeah.
The book of Matthew, the fourth chapter. The new book of Matthew, the fourth chapter, and the fourth verse.
Amen.
Amen.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And we would like to use for a subject on this morning, beat the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Beat the devil. Amen. Beat the devil.
Amen.
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 We know that right now we are in some challenging times all over, all around the world, and we know that we are in the end times and we are in Revelation right now. Amen. And Satan is trying to wreak havoc, but I want to tell you that he's a defeated foe.
Yeah.
The fight that we're in against Satan, he's already defeated. Amen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Amen.
Matthew was the writer. Amen. Matthew, known as Levi, tax collector. It was written between A.D. 60 and 65. Amen. As I was saying a minute ago, the devil, he's a defeated foe.
Uh-huh.
The thing about it is we have to be people of God and people of purpose. Purpose to do God's will. Amen. And God's will is going to be carried out throughout the earth. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible talks about in Revelation. Amen. We're going to turn to it. Revelation 20 and 7. The book of Revelation, the 20th chapter. And that's 7th verse.
All right. Amen.
And it says, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison.
Uh-huh.
And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. Amen.
Uh-huh.
The enemy is loose. He is loose right now. Amen. Amen. That's one of the reasons why we see different things that we are seeing. Amen. It is only God's permissive will, but Satan has some power, but God has all power. God has all power.
Yes, it
does. And the thing we have to remember is that God has his time when he's going to deal with Satan fully. The Bible says that the enemy, Satan, and his angels, the demons, the fallen angels, which are now demons, him and all those are going to be cast into the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Revelation speaks about this. Amen. But until that time, and until that is being fulfilled right now, what we have to do is beat the devil. Beat the devil.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And the thing is that the key thing, if you notice here, Jesus, when Satan tempted him, came to tempt Jesus, Jesus put the word on him. Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Jesus put the word on him, and that's what we have to do. We follow Jesus' example in our walk with God the Father, and that's what we have to do in situations. Now, we know that some people still learn the word, but use the word that you know, or find scriptures. Get scriptures on that situation or that thing that you're battling with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we look at verse 4. If we go up a little bit further, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And then the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread.
Mm-hmm.
He knew Jesus' physical body because Jesus was in this body and his flesh. He knew Jesus was hungry. Amen.
Yeah.
But Jesus did not give in to that temptation, even though he had the power to command these stones to be made bread. He chose not to do that. Instead, what Jesus did was he answered and he said, it is written, the word of God. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Man shall not live by bread alone. Amen. There's nothing wrong with our physical food. We know we need food for the nourishment of our bodies. But Jesus told him that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I found out is that if you feel yourself getting discouraged, you got to feed that spirit man, your spirit man, the inward man, the word of God, amen. And what happens is you have to stay prayed up and studied up, prayed up and studied up. One of the things I want to share with you, if you don't get anything else out of this message, I want you to get this one key point I'm going to give you. When you get to your highest level in the spirit, the enemy attacks. He don't want you worshiping God. He don't want you praising God. And what happens is when you get to your highest level, think about it. Some might not want to admit it, but when you get to your, when you are full and you're rejoicing and you're happy, the enemy will try to pull some of that back from you.
Jesus.
Because he don't want you to go forth in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit, because somebody's getting ready to get blessed. When the Spirit is moving and you're full of the Holy Ghost and you open your mouth, you're finna speak blessings. Something is getting ready to get broken. Amen.
Amen.
And what happens is many times in your prayer closet, the enemy will try to take that anointing, try to pull some of it back from you by attacking you. Amen. Another time that the enemy attacks, when you're at your lowest level, amen, sometimes we're tired, amen, our bodies, our physical bodies get tired, and right at that moment, that's when he attacks. But the key thing about that is you're close to a breakthrough. Amen. When you have been praying about something for a while and this thing is heavy on you, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I am meek and heart, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Yes,
how are you going to have a light burden? Mm-hmm. Jesus is going to lift it.
Thank you.
See, that's what we have to do at that moment. That moment when it gets heavy on us, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. And what happens is a lot of times at that moment, you have a breakthrough. If you pray through that, if you hold on and pray through that point, man, the blessing's going to come down. Amen. Many a time, I've seen some of the greatest blessings in my life right at when I was at that point where the enemy was trying to get me to error. Amen. Mm. Trying to get me to sin, trying to get me to do like Job's wife said, you need to curse God and die.
Jesus.
The enemy was trying to get you to curse God. Don't curse God. Trust God. Don't curse God. Trust God. Trust God.
Yeah.
At that moment, trust God. If you don't get anything else out of this message, try to remember those 2 points. Try to remember those 2 points.
One of the things is
the enemy attacks in the workplace. Amen. You're trying to make progress, and you're doing a good job, and the boss is bragging on you. I don't like when the boss does that. Because what happens is you got somebody else that's angry and jealous. If you do your job, you'll get blessed too. Amen. And what happens a lot of times in a workplace, and they want to start up confusion. Amen. That's the enemy. The enemy trying to come in. But you know what I found out? I love on that person that's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a problem and they need Jesus. And so I have to show Jesus love to that person to get the enemy out of that situation. Satan is the enemy. He comes in there and tries to get in there and tear up. But you know what? I've learned that love builds. Love builds up. Love don't tear down. Amen.
Amen.
There's two types of people, lovers and givers. I choose to be a giver. Give all I can. I try to give all I can for Christ and for Christ's sake. Although Satan is the prince of this world, amen, it has been said he's the god of this world in some writings, he could not stop Jesus. Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus had a mission that he was going to be on for 3 years preaching and teaching the word of God. Now, Jesus was preparing himself for that ministry. That's the reason why he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. It was similar to in the Bible where we talk about in Genesis where it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Similarities. Mm-hmm. Similarities here. Now, notice here that Jesus put the word on him. Put the word on him. And then it says here, we go down here to the next verse, it says, then the devil taking him up into a holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast down thyself, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan knew the word. That was part of Psalms 91. If you read in Psalms 91 down there where it was saying that God will give his angels charge over there, he was talking about Jesus. And he was talking about us.
Yeah.
But Jesus, notice what he did here. He said, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him.
Yes.
One of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
No weapon. It didn't say they wouldn't form. It didn't say they wouldn't form. God did not promise us that the weapons wouldn't form against us, that people wouldn't try to rise against us. But think about that promise that he gave us over there in Deuteronomy. And in Deuteronomy 28:1, he was saying, your enemy going to come before you one way, and then flee before your face seven ways.
Yeah.
Amen. They all gang up on you. But then he's God scatter.
Uh-huh.
God scatter.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Beat the devil. Beat the devil. One of the things is that Satan's power only exists because God allowed him to act. But because Jesus is sinless, Satan has no power over him. If we obey Jesus and align ourselves closely with God's purposes, Satan has no power over us.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have one enemy. That's the devil. I mean, I said that before already. But the one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible is in Luke. In Luke. Luke 10:19. I'm going to turn to it. You don't have to. Amen.
Jesus.
Very familiar passage of scripture. Luke 19. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Luke 10:19. I'm sorry. I went too far up. I'm turning to it now. But Satan is a defeated foe.
Yes,
Luke 10:19.
Mm-hmm.
He said, behold, I give unto you power. That's authority.
Mm-hmm.
To tread on serpents and scorpions. Those are demons.
Yeah.
Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen.
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 Amen. We got to take authority. Amen. I know. Pastor preaches it. Pastor Dominique and she's preaches it, and Pastor Doris, amen, they preach it. But still, we got to do it.
Amen.
We got to do it.
Amen.
Psalms. I'm gonna turn to Psalms 91. Amen. I'm trying to. I don't want to give you too many scriptures. And I believe it. Yeah, here it is. Psalms 91:10. It says here, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. This is the promise that God has given us. And I'm bouncing around a little bit this morning. But if you notice in verse 1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. When you are in that secret place, God's not going to let the enemy come to your dwelling, your home. Amen. Plead the blood. Plead the blood over your home.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Plead the blood over your car. Plead the blood over everything, every area of your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Beat the devil. Beat the devil. Stop letting the devil get a toehold in your house. Kick him out of there.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
They say tell the devil, say, devil, you are lying. You got to go.
Yes.
Get up out of here. Amen. Beat the devil. Beat the devil. And one of the things is, in our relationships, sometimes there's a disagreement. Disagree in love. Amen. We don't all think alike. We don't all do things alike. But if we come together in love, we can discuss it and work it out. Amen.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Don't dwell on it. Talk about it. Don't dwell. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Amen. Talk about it, but don't dwell on it. Amen.
Yeah.
Beat the devil. Beat the devil.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The next thing is, I'm looking at my notes. I didn't put these notes down this morning. Let me see.
Yep, Lord.
We talked about that. We talked about that.
And okay.
The thing is, there's a lot of people who are prodigals. We have to go after the lost. We have to go after the prodigals. Satan has them bound.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't want to hear what we're saying. So sometimes all you can do is plant a seed or water that seed.
Yes.
But God gives the increase.
That's right.
But the key thing is, like in Luke, the prodigal son, it says, and when he came to himself, they got to come to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have to go after the lost. And in the Bible, it was saying, compel them to come. That means to strongly urge. Let them know that this is important. You need to give your life to Christ, especially if a person keeps falling down and you've been talking to them. You tell them, you know what? God is calling you in. It's time for you to come to God. It's time for you to give your life to Christ. I've done it. Sometimes you have to strongly urge with love, with love. Sometimes you have to strongly urge. You need to give your life to Christ. It don't mean everything's going to be perfect, but God is going to be with you, and he's going to bring you out. You need God.
Amen.
You need his protection. You need to be in the ark of safety. The devil is trying to get souls, but you know what? I heard a preacher say once that God would turn rocks into souls before he would let the devil get more souls than him.
Jesus.
John saw a number over there in Revelation when John was writing Revelation. He said first he saw the 144,000. That was the 12,000 for each tribe of Israel. He wept, but then he saw another number. He saw a number that no man could number.
Yeah.
Coming up the rough side of the mountain. Amen. We coming up the rough side of the mountain, y'all. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Beat the devil. Beat the
Hallelujah.
Devil. Beat the devil.
Jesus.
I'm just about to. We pray that something was said on today that would encourage your heart. Remember the less fortunate. Remember those that are around you that are suffering. Pray for somebody else. Sometimes instead of praying for ourselves, take a little time and pray for somebody else before you pray for yourself. Be unselfish with your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Be unselfish with the giving. You know, continue to give our time, our talent, and service. And as I get ready to close, I want you to know something that they said a song, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Amen. You might not understand it all, but they had another song. They said, we'll understand it better by and by.
Yes, Lord.
Beat the devil. Beat the devil. Amen. You are a victor. You have the victory. The victory the battle, this is a fixed fight. We are already winners. All you have to do is claim. All you have to do is claim it. They make fun of us. They say, y'all the name it and claim it, but that's all right. I'm going to keep naming it and claiming it until it manifests. Beat the devil. Beat the devil. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Beat the devil. Amen. Beat the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. The victory is already won. Amen. As Minister Lawrence said, we have to know the victory is already won in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for the word. We pray in Jesus' name that God will pour us back into you, Minister Learn, all that left your body, every virtue, in the name of Jesus Christ, that God will feed you to overflow, amen, to prepare you for what is next. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God will continue to strengthen you as you go forth in his name, doing the work of God, spreading the good news. There, from here to there, amen, wherever God leads you. The Bible says that a good man steps or order. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God will continue to order your step as he has called you good. For all good things coming from the Lord our God, amen. God bless you and your wife and family. It's in Jesus' name we pray and we cover you. To God be the glory, amen. If there be one on today, amen, beat the devil. Come on, the doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beat the devil. And what an encouraging words that we just heard this morning. Beat the devil. I thank God that we have that opportunity to live in Christ, knowing that this is how we accomplish all of that. Beat the devil. Live in Christ. Amen.
Yes,
the doors of the church are open. There may be someone today, if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, you know that, you know, you have never came to God and you have never, you know, asked him to save you. You never asked him to save you. See, we just can't assume that we are saved. And neither can we be in the body of Christ and assume that everybody is saved. So that's why this is an altar call right now. You heard this message today. God has been speaking to your mind and speaking to your heart, been tugging on your heart all week long. Waking up in the morning, you just hear that voice that's saying, come to me, come to me, come to me. If that's you, you know who you are. God knows who you are. You're listening right now. Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Lauren Green, we would like to invite you to the body of Christ. We would like for you to press one. Press one, and we will help you to pray this simple prayer. I mean, it's not a prayer that's not powerful. So I don't mean simple in that way. I mean it's easy for you to pray this prayer. That's what I mean when I say a simple prayer.
Yes.
This very prayer is the most important thing that you will ever do in your life. In your whole living life, this is the most important thing that you would ever do outside of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. See, we make a lot of decisions to do a lot of things in our life. Let this one decision be the most important decision that you have or that you're facing right now. Let this be the most important decision, is being born again and giving your life over to Christ. Minister Lauren Green preached the message, beat the devil. See, a lot of us are getting beat down by the devil, getting beat down by self, getting beat down by demonic spirits, getting beat down by every single high exalting thought that we can ever allow to cross our mind and don't know how to come out. Well, see, we just encourage you right now to not be a defeated foe. See, Satan is already the defeated foe. But see, you don't have to be just like he is. You can be just like God is, being victorious in every single area of your life. So if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, it is your desire to be saved, to be born again, and being in the body of Christ, being powerful, being empowered to beat the devil, will you press one? Will you press one? If you're online, so you're not excluded.
no matter where you are, if you are online and you have access to a phone, well, call this number, 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Hallelujah. We welcome you as well. We invite you in. Hallelujah. Call in.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle Tyonique and I, we would love to pray with you and pray for you right now. We'll help you to pray this simple prayer. This simple prayer of salvation, the most important thing you can ever do in your living life.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
If there's someone that's listening right now, whether you're streaming live or you're streaming online or whether you are right here with us right now on this line, we would like for you to press 1. Hallelujah. If you have something that you want to bring to Jesus, you heard this message today, same way, you're already in the body of Christ. But don't be in the body of Christ and don't bring your things here to the altar. See, this is an opportunity for you to receive all that what you're asking about, what you're praying about. Bring it to Jesus. I think that's what we heard this morning in Matthew chapter 17 when Jesus said, bring them to me. Bring it to Jesus. Will you press 1? Will you bring it to Jesus? See, we carry a lot of things from day to day. Day to day, we carry a lot of things that was never meant for us to carry. We were never meant to carry these things. The Word of God says over here in 1 Peter 5, you know, that cast all your cares on me. For I am the one that cares for you. So now we are in the body of Christ and we're carrying burdens. We have these things that's going on in our life. We don't bring it to Jesus. Then what are we doing? Are we making a decision to just be the same or to be beat up and broke down and sick and discouraged and angry and upset, depressed and in lack, insufficiency? Bring it to Jesus.
I don't know if
we can say it any better than that. You're already a part of God's body. Why don't you use him? Will you press 1 today? And I thank God there is no shame. There is no guilt. There is no condemnation in those that who are in Christ Jesus. See, we have things that we know we're supposed to bring it to God, but shame and guilt and condemnation that comes about. But let's be reminded what Apostle Paul says over here in Romans chapter 8 and 1. He says, there's no shame, there's no guilt, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Period. Amen. Will you press 1 today?
Right.
Hallelujah. I thank God for every single one. Somebody has, amen, Holy Spirit's tugging on my heart. Somebody has a family member, a friend, or a loved one, or somebody that's in need of a blessing. They're in need of a manifestation of God right now. I thank God that we can come in faith for our brothers and sisters. See, they may not be right in the place right now where they know God, and neither are they in a place where they can actually hear the Word of God. But you are. See, you can come praying for your brothers and your sisters. You can come praying for your brothers and your sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We would like for you to press 1. Press 1. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. There's a place in the Bible where it says that what Jesus told him, that because of your faith that your friend have been made whole, he been healed by your faith. So I thank God that we can come for our brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
If there is someone that's looking for a church home, my Lord, my God, you heard this message today. So you heard the voice of Minister Lauren Green, hallelujah, preaching this word. Or you have came other times and heard the word preached by Apostle Tyonique Manning. Or you may have came quite a few times, and you heard the word preached by myself. I thank God that there is no time or no distance to those in spirit. There's no time and no distance in spirit. And right now, we're doing something right now that is spiritual. So right there where you are, whether you're in Chicago, Illinois, praise God for you, Minister Learn, being within Chicago, Illinois, or if you're in New York City, hallelujah, Uncle Joel and Amy Ashers and all our friends and family members are. If you're right here in Houston, Texas, or if you're in Louisiana, Shreveport or New Orleans, wherever part where you are, see, there's no time and no distance in spirit. See, you can be a part of us and we can be a part of you right here through this way that God has made. God has made a way for we can come together, believers all over the nation, and come together. So that's why Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we're inviting you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. We're just going to love on you in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We're going to preach this word. Amen. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Amen. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead the charge. We would love to disciple you. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Will you press one? Come to Jesus while you still have time. Somebody didn't wake up this morning and they had chance after chance after chance after chance after chance, but they didn't wake up this morning. And it may be too late. I know what some people think, where are they gone? They already dead right now. We'll talk about that a little later. See, it may be too late. But I thank God while we're right here in the land of the living.
Yes,
while you're right here in the land of the living, see, we have that mercy. We have that grace. So we had an opportunity to come to Jesus while we still have time. While you still have time, come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you spoke this morning through the mind and through the heart and out of the mouth of your minister, Minister Learn Green. We thank you, Father God, for every single ear that had an ear to hear and every single heart that had a heart to receive this morning.
Yes, Lord.
For we know that every single word that you speak, Father, is to lead us out of that place of darkness and lead us into the light, into your kingdom, Father.
Yes,
see, this is that place, Father God, where you bless us. This is that place, Father God, where you lift us. This is that place, Father God, where you deliver us. And we thank you, thank you, thank you that you already done it all. We thank you, Father God, that every single time that we call on you, you are right there. You are right there. We even thank you, Father God, that when we're in distress, that you're right there as well, keeping us.
Thank you. Yes, God.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us right now.
Yes,
we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over our mind, over our thought life.
Thank you.
Because we realize that every single thing, Father God, that runs through our minds and runs through our heart, when we get to meditating on these things show up in our life and they wreak havoc. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, when we start to think about what you have already done. When we start to think about who you are. When we remember that you have laid down your life for us. That you bled and died for us, went to hell for us. Rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven. And sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for us. See, now we know that we are all right, that everything is all right. And when we open up this Bible and we start to read this word and we start to decree and declare that you are our God and who we trust, and every single confidence and every single thing that we have about us, we are relying on you. So now we start to see, hallelujah, our lives change. We start to see our relationships change. we start to see every single thing about us change because we start to think about you in every single area of our lives, and we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Father God, we pray for the ones that came and pray for the ones that had the desire to come, and we also pray for the ones, Father God, that didn't get a chance to hear this word. But we're going to be those vessels that you blow through because we heard this word today. See, we're going to go out in the neighborhoods and in the grocery stores and go in the workplace, and we're going to preach this same word. When we see our brothers and sisters going through something, beat the devil. Hallelujah. We're going to preach this word to them, beat the devil. Because you have blessed us with this word, Father God, to be a blessing to others.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have your tithes and offering, you'll send them to Pastor Chantel through Cash App and Zelle at 346-243-0980. If you need another remittance to send over tithes and offering, give us a call at 346-243-0980. Let us pray as we bless the hand of the tither, the one that gives on today, and those that purpose our heart to give. Amen. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. Your word says that one planet, one water, but you, Father God, give the increase. So, Lord, let there be no lacking in giving on today, oh God. Let there be a great increase, oh God, by faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for you have blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. We know that as your children, we are the financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes as offering, as spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake here on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. We give, oh God, from a cheerful heart, oh God, for your word says that you love a cheerful giver. So help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for godly, it's your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kiss, tender heart we give. Good measure, pressed down, running together. The man shall give unto our bosom. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you all. Amen. We just thank God for you. Amen. Our morning, our announcements for today, July 24, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Doris St. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. And we thank God for the word on today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our morning announcements are as follows. Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us. Amen. And on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible studies. Amen. And on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., we have our Sunday morning service. And 2 p.m., we have our afternoon service preached by our pastor, Doris St. Manning. So join us at that time. Amen. We're looking forward to what God is going to do here in this season. Amen. And we're trusting God for breakthrough. So make sure you all join us for those times of prayer and Bible study and worship. Amen. And we just thank God again for the opportunity. We want to wish those that are celebrating a birthday this month of July, happy birthday to all. There's so many birthdays here in the month of July. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. May you find favor in the sight of God and that with mankind. We pray that God will continue to order your steps. Amen. Let your steps be blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen. To God be the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. And anyone that's celebrating the anniversary this month of July, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union, amen. We pray for God to increase you both in patience and peace and joy and happiness. And may the blessing and the favor of God be upon your marriage all the days of your life. We pray that you all will never live a day without each other. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We have another play coming up, and we thank God for the opportunity once again to be able to display our talents and gifts of God and entertain. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can entertain, bring in laughter and a message to those that are in attendance. July, we just had one, August the 13th, which is a Saturday night at 7:45 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. Good Comedy presents What Goes On in the Pastor's Study Stays in the Pastor's Study Part 2. So if you missed Part 1, Part 2 is going to be great, and we're looking forward to it. And if you missed Part 1, we're going to catch you up so you can understand what's going on in Part 2. So you won't be left behind. So get your tickets. Come on out. Don't be discouraged saying, well, I didn't see Part 1. I'm going to be lost. We're going to get you caught up before the play, tell you what Part 1 was about so that you can enjoy Part 2 and won't be left out of any of the scenes. It's worth coming out to see. Amen. So get those tickets. Give us a call at 346-243-0980 and receive. We pray. We ask that you all continue to pray for me and Pastor Manning as we go forth in God's ministry. August the 20th. Third, I believe, this Sunday, I will be preaching over at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church. We have been invited out to come there. So if you're in Houston, please join us, church family, and support as we go out to one of our sister churches. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today. Pastor Manny, did you have anything? Did I miss anything in the announcements?
No, I don't have anything. I believe you have it covered.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Show love. Remember, the devil is defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're gonna release the pastor's blessing upon all that's here in church service. They have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, the Pastor Dorothy Manning, Senior Pastor, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, along with Minister Lynn Green in Illinois, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray everyone definitely got an opportunity to hear the word of God today and receive that word and be encouraged today. But not only just be encouraged, you know, be powerful.
Yes.
Amen. Be powerful. You know, it's not only just today, but be powerful every day. Be powerful every day. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. Amen. May God keep you. We invite you back out here at 2 p.m. service. It's 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know exactly what time it is in your time zone, but we'll be 2 p.m. Central Time. The Word of God is going to go forth. The power of manifestation. Amen. So if you have time this afternoon or this evening, come back and hear the Word of God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Apostle Tommy and I, we love you. We love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. He has no power. And Jesus Christ is Lord of our life. God bless you. May God keep you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.